flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
I'm a winner. I know how to win.
Lonzo is a superstar.
Good morning.
I'm your huckleberry.
Hey, Big Daddy, how you doing?
Good night.
Wonder how long it would go if I just didn't, say anything. A couple minutes?
Well,
would you get to the point where you'd crack the mic and be like, hey, idiot?
No, I'll just crack the mic and start the show. I mean, I am perfectly capable of doing such a thing. It's more fun doing that, though.
That's fair.
That's watching fair. You scramble as you hear all the sounds going, gotta go. Yeah.
You know, I gotta get the stream set up for the people.
Yeah,
you know? The you gotta give the people what they want.
The stream was already set up. You just had to put yourself on there.
No, I have to go in and I have to like add all the titles and I gotta get my camera focused. I gotta give the people what they want.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a bunch of excuses.
And also that. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. How else do we You're wearing a Chiefs shirt today.
Yeah, time to move on. I mean,
time to move on.
Yeah,
it was 8 hours ago. It wasn't even 8 hours ago. It was 7 hours ago.
Yeah, and I have celebrated, and I'm really excited. But college football season is over.
You shan't revel in your victory.
I can't revel wearing a different shirt. I've had to have this argument before. I am not a walking billboard. I don't. Go, okay, because this team won, I have to wear this shirt tomorrow. If not, someone will say, oh, yeah, I did have to, used to do that, but I didn't think I had to worry about that anymore.
No. You do what you want. You're an adult. You're a big boy.
I was overly criticized by somebody else who's no longer here. I hope they enjoy the snow. Every time I wore, so, why are you wearing that? Well, that's just proof that this, so, like, no. Kansas City's in the playoffs. It's next level. I got the chance, the opportunity for the first time in my lifetime to have my favorite college team win the national championship and my favorite NFL team win the Super Bowl. It's very possible.
It's
unlikely, but it's possible.
I don't know that it's unlikely.
It's unlikely.
I don't know that it's unlikely. And I say I don't know that it's unlikely. and you're not gonna like this.
Oh, I'm waiting for this.
Oh, you know it's coming.
Yeah.
And you know it's coming.
Because I heard you in there recording.
Clipping all the audio.
Recording your boy and stuff.
Which one? Because it ain't just Ryan Clark.
Yeah, I don't care.
It's Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah, I don't care.
Every Houston Texan.
I don't care.
Totally clean game to you.
I don't care. You know, I've Diddy. sent me a message on Facebook a couple weeks ago and said, "This now you know how this feels." And I decided when Troy went off and made a butt out of himself, which is exactly what he did. Mm-hmm. I mean, he has no reason to still be on the air after that horrible, horrible. I mean, we're going to point this out. We're going to keep pointing this out. We're going to go back on video. We're going to point this out because they want Buffalo playing for the Super Bowl. And it's obvious and it's out there for everyone to see. They want Buffalo playing for the Super Bowl. So they are pointing everything they can at Kansas City so they cannot win. Very disrespectful. Hopefully Kansas City, I know they paid attention to it, but they want Buffalo in the Super Bowl. Good for them. Good for them. I mean, that's fine. But Diddy told me to embrace the hate, and he's right. I could care less about you and them and anybody. Chiefs fans unite. Deal with the hate. We are the villain. We are the heel. If you don't like it, you know what? I don't care.
Okay. So I mean I like that. That's stern, and I'm here for it. We call Lonzo Howard today because he's being very stern, and I like that.
No, I don't want comparisons to that hack.
The hack. I hope I
piece
can
of,
like a
piece
hack
of crap
day.
Hack is worthless.
Wow.
Yes, no comparisons to that.
Wow,
I am not him. I am not them. I am me.
Zoe coming in tossing a heatus. Today.
Oh, no. You started it.
Yes.
I would have just sat over here and did my thing. But that's what – and I knew when I walked in the room that this is where this was going to go. And that's fine.
I am prepared.
Unlike Riley Leonard, I am prepared to go all four quarters. Okay? I'm not going to burn myself out after the first drive and then recover my wind somewhere – in halfway through the fourth quarter.
Oh, now Riley Leonard's catching that smoke.
Oh, come
too.
On. You saw it.
Riley Leonard's catching
saw,
that smoke.
You saw it. He used everything, had to throw up on the sidelines because he used everything he had, and he was worthless like the rest of the game to the fourth quarter. Worthless. Worthless. And so is Chip Kelly for backing off in the second half.
I took copious notes. Why?
Yeah, there's no notes.
I took copious notes of that game last night.
Oh, good for you.
Copious notes.
Good for you.
Lots of scrolling.
And all the haters, best team money could buy. It sucks for your team not having enough money to buy it. Okay? Whatever. All right? The narrative for the entire day, they spent $10 million. Shut up. The Yankees spend money supposedly every year. Do they win a championship every year? No, they do not, because chemistry is still something. Coaching is still something. Unity is still something. You can bring in all the big stars. Doesn't mean they're going to play together. $10 million. I meant to look it up to see who the whatever, who the highest paid team. And yeah, Florida State paid a lot of money for their guys too. What happened
Ohio
to them?
State. The highest paid was Ohio State.
How do you know? What do you name your sources?
I need four sources. Right now.
You don't need to look them up off the top of your head because if you knew this was coming, why aren't you prepared?
And I have I didn't know this was coming. I didn't because again, you say the narrative. There's literally, and you know this, one person I saw that was on the warpath last night.
Yeah, I saw several.
One person.
I saw several.
Okay, one person that came into my circle. Let's see here. According to 247 Sports this is total program evaluation. I want NIL evaluation. I'll find it. I'm curious. I have read a number of places that I am not prepared to cite because
sources,
I don't have them memorized.
Sources, none come to mind at the moment. But, you know,
I have
read it like 3 weeks ago or
because
something.
Because I don't care.
Because you know what?
I don't
Neither
memorize.
Do I. I don't care either.
I
so
don't.
Take your narrative and...
Not my narrative. Lonzo, what is up the backside
in
today?
In this
pal?
Case, that's where I was going to tell them to stick their narrative.
Oh, okay.
No. I wasn't that. What did I say, Rob? I don't think I did.
You looked at me and said, "Take your narrative."
No,
not my narrative.
I looked at your shoulder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I was looking at the screen.
It's a good looking logo.
So sometimes I look at the screen.
Good looking logo.
We only make eye contact if we're mad.
That is actually correct. That is actually true. Zoe and I have the chemistry. We don't have to. I don't know. You know, it's like Jared Goff throwing no lookers across the middle. I don't need to know that my guy is going to be. I don't need to know Sam Laporta exactly where he is. I know where he's going to be. And so I only look at Lonzo when I'm like, dude, stop. No, you're wrong. Which is like once a week max, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Zoe's on a heater today, y'all. Zoe is fired up today, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, but much like Riley Leonard, I am wasting it all in the first hour.
All right.
I'm gonna pace myself.
I got
more than he's got. So, I mean, you know, I got some stuff pent up over an entire year. So I'm good.
Let's jump right in, shall we? Let's jump right in. Riley Leonard last night went for 225 yards and a pair of touchdowns. Riley Leonard also rushed last night, had a pretty good night on the ground, 40 carries, averaged 2.5 yards a carry, and ran one in as well. Here's the problem.
The majority of that was in the first half. Wouldn't shock me.
Here's the problem. The problem is this. You can go back to the – and I actually went live at halftime last night.
Yeah, I saw that, but I ain't working on my day off.
Yeah, no, I know. I didn't even send you the text because I'm like, I had not a chance. Not a chance. I went live last night.
Plus, I would have had to go out and do it from my car. So, I mean, because...
No, what you should have done is been like, log in, Miss Lisa, go get him. That's what you should have done. No, should have made Miss Lisa... I should have made Miss Lisa a celebrity last night.
No.
Should have brought her on.
That's not necessary, and you wouldn't have liked what you got. So
why?
No,
why?
Because... No.
Was she mad at me?
No. You don't,
okay.
You don't interrupt her during the game.
That was it. It was at halftime.
Yeah, it's still during the game.
Is she a halftime reporter?
During the game, technically, it's still... No. Halftime is when you go do other stuff really quick and then come back. Because who wants to watch a Travis Scott video?
Docking it right now. No. Miss Lisa, docking it right now. If the Buckeyes are in the Natty again next year, you're coming on the Rob Brown Halftime Special Extravaganza. Book that right now. All right? I appreciated Colby Marchio coming by. That's my dog. Love that guy. Appreciated his time. He didn't have to do that. He was on Twitter. He's like, I got you if you need me, dog. Appreciate Colby. But Colby will get second stringed for next year's Natty if the Buckeyes are in it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rob Brown and Miss Lisa Halftime Special Extravaganza is coming up. Go ahead and book that for $365 from now.
You might have to pay her. I'm just saying. Okay. All right.
I might. I'll be like, listen. Take it out of Lonzo's check, which I'm pretty sure probably already happens.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Not the point.
We share money.
Notre Dame
opened. If we didn't, it would be bad for me.
No. Hey, we are in the same boat. Notre Dame opens with an, this is not a typo, 18 play, 75 yard, 945, 9 minute and 45 second drive. 18 plays, 75 yards, 9 minutes, 45 seconds. Here's everything else they did.
It felt like 9 hours.
It was
a really long drive.
I imagined at the end of that drive, I imagined that Zoe was puckered up tight enough to make Cole into a diamond because it looked like the Irish had something cooking. But, and I pointed this out, Ohio State brought, I believe, of those 18 plays, Ohio State brought pressure on one of them, maybe two. And I said, I went key to the game. What is the key to the game for Ohio State? Pressure on Riley Leonard, because if you get pressure back there, he stops looking at the deep routes. He starts looking at the first routes. And when I say the first routes, I'm talking about the shallow crosses. I'm talking about the underneath routes. I'm talking about the tight end dumps. He loses the ability to look down the field and see further than 15, 20 yards down the field. He did not have in him what Will Howard had last night on that, 51-yard Jeremiah Smith pass that effectively ended the game, yeah? So, on that first drive, because I started paying attention to it again, like I keep notes during the game. And if you look down the notes, you'll notice that I was creeping track. No blitz. First pass, no pressure. One extra lineman, no blitz, there was none. And it almost kind of blew my mind. Because even as Notre Dame chipped away to get into Ohio State territory, I assume that this was going to kind of be what Ohio State has done a lot of this year, bend but don't break. We'll let you go 20-20. We'll let you get 20-20, no problem. But when you get into the red zone, extra pressure, extra rushes, like we're getting after you. We're coming after you. And so when Notre Dame took that 18-play drive down into the red zone and Ohio State still didn't bring pressure, I legitimately was like, this might be a long night for Ohio State. This might be a long night because if they're not going to do something about what just happened, I don't know what happens. Ohio State turns around. They get the ball back. 11 plays, 75 yards, 6 minutes, 5 seconds on their first drive. And they did kind of what I thought they were going to do. They got a couple of runs right out of the gate. Notre Dame brought some pressure. Will Howard stood in there. Quick passes, 5, 6, 7 yards to the outside because that makes Notre Dame back off that pressure. They come back with a quick screen because Notre Dame was kind of trying to set the edge. And I thought Ryan Day and Chip Kelly did a wonderful job with this. They saw Notre Dame bringing edge pressure. So what'd they do? Let's run a screen right underneath it, right? Like, let's once a linebacker gets off the edge, let's pop a little wide receiver screen into that vacated area. They did that. They go with a couple of play fakes. And here's another couple of words that I wrote down, Lonzo. I'm not exaggerating. Probably 30 times last night. Notre Dame missed tackle. How many missed tackles did Notre Dame have last night? I'm not kidding you when I had to say it had to be north of 50. There had to be north of 50 missed tackles. So I'm not exaggerating. North of 50 missed tackles by Notre Dame last night. And you do have to credit part of that is because Judkins is a stud. Trevion Henderson is a stud. Hell, Will Howard is a beefy boy for a QB. They were running through arm tackles, but it's like Notre Dame had never been coached how to tackle top-notch talent. And it showed up a little bit. They go 11 plays, 75 yards, 6 minutes, 5 seconds off the clock. We had less than 2 full drives, and the first quarter was over. We had 1 Notre Dame drive one way, and we had 60 yards of Ohio State drive back the other way. And that was the entire first quarter. I thought there was one bet. I made 4 bets on that game last night. I missed one under 45.5 points. It's the only one I missed. Everything else I got right. And part of the reason I bet the under was because I thought we were going to have, again, a lot of these, I thought we were going to have a lot of defense in this game. Ended up being some sustained drives earlier. But Notre Dame gets the ball back. What do they do? 3 plays, minus 5 yards, a minute 49, and a punt. Ohio State comes back the other way. 10 plays, 76 yards, 6 minutes, 6 seconds. And the last thing I have on the first and goal touchdown was Notre Dame missed tackle times 2. Like, that was the ballgame. And credit to the Buckeyes for recognizing that that was a weakness last night for the Irish and playing into that. Third Notre Dame drive. 3 plays, 1 yard, a minute 15, and a punt. Then we went to the half. First drive out for the Buckeyes. 5 plays, 75 yards, 2 minute 14 seconds, including that long run from Judkins. What was it? A 70-yard run on the second play of the second half. That's when I knew this game was cooked. Even though Notre Dame made a game out of it and made the push back, that 70-yard run, and the reason why was, if Marcus Freeman and that coaching staff had a full halftime show to go sit, an extended halftime show, to go sit in that locker room, to draw, design, diagnose, and to build up their defensive scheme for the opening drive of the second half, knowing the Buckeyes were getting the ball, and you let them rip off a 5-play touchdown drive that honestly didn't even need to be a 5-yard play because there was a bad play action that Will Howard didn't put the ball in the running back. He just kind of like held it out there and didn't move, and Notre Dame ate that one alive. If they run that play action, I think that probably scores there. Doesn't matter, 5 plays, 75 yards, 2:14, and all of a sudden, just like that, to start the second half, the Buckeyes are up like almost immediately. What does Notre Dame respond with? Again, you had the whole half to script out your opening drive. You had the whole half to go to Riley Leonard and go, here's what we're going to do. What do they do? Leonard pressured, throws to nobody. Ohio State brings a safety blitz. Jeremiah Love runs into it for a 2-yard game. Leonard pressured again, hits face on crossing. But what did I say when you pressure Riley Leonard? He sees the first level of routes. Tight end crosses, tight end outs, running back crosses, running back wheel routes, whatever. He sees the shallow routes. He sees face on running across the middle. He throws it to him. The problem, it was a 6-yard cross on 3rd and 8. Face on is dropped immediately. They punt, except for then they run a fake punt. Here's my question. If it's 4th and 2 and you're going for it, it's the most obvious fake punt situation in the world. You're down, what, 3 scores at that point? Most obvious fake punt situation in the world.
Yeah, but they almost pulled it off.
I mean, I just want to play.
Right? I agree, but the fake punt almost worked.
I mean, it almost did work.
I mean, it was a decent pass. The guy did have to stretch out. He had it in his hands.
But considering, so here's my thought. I don't disagree. You're right. It almost worked. But here's what I got to consider. And we're gonna talk about something else that is kind of related to this coming up in a little while. But here's my other part in this. It almost worked. If it works, great. Fake punt, whatever. But there's multiple outcomes to it not working. There's multiple routes it can go that it doesn't work. And if it doesn't work, and you turn the ball over at what, the 30-yard line going in, whatever it was, ball game's over at that point, right? Like if Ohio State scores and goes up again, even if you go on a comeback route, you're coming down 3-4 scores at that point, that ball game's over. If you need 2 yards and you have decided that this 2 yards is going to make or break the season, which I was convinced, if they don't get this, if they fake and don't get it, it's over. Ball game's over. You need 2 yards, and you know in your head, if you're going to go for it and you don't get those 2 yards, your season's over, just run a play. Just run a play. I think Marcus Freeman, James Franklin himself, which makes sense. He's a young coach. It was his first time under that much pressure. He's got to learn too. But I think he James Franklin himself a bit last night. Whereas Ryan Day went out there, went blood hunting early, gave himself a big lead, just like I said they would, and allowed Notre Dame to play from behind, which, did you get a little scared at the end? A little bit, right? Not a lot, but like a little bit.
I watched the fourth quarter this morning. Which I said I was going to do. They backed off. They did not play the same offense in the second half that they did the first half. Some of that may be due to Notre Dame's defense, which they did adjust, but they didn't. When Will Howard is running the ball as much as he did, they were just playing to not lose. And that really bothered me.
We are going to talk about that coming up next. We continue the breakdown of the 2024-25.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
National championship game on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. All right, let's set the show up for you this morning. The Rob Brown Show, actually, the Fan Upstate. Rob, the great Milonzo, and you. The stream is up. Your boy's a dummy and hit the go live button, but then hit a different button and it canceled the go live. So we go live now. We are live now, facebook.com/thefanupstate, the Fan Upstate on YouTube, or the Rob Brown Show on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitch. Search the Rob Brown Show, get subscribed. We go live every day that we're doing the show, all 4 hours, and the stream is officially up and running should you wish to do it. Here's what we have coming up for you on the radio broadcast today as we continue to break down the 2024-25 college football national championship game. We are also going to get very briefly or very shortly here into the NFL divisional round of the playoffs, the winners and losers as well. Here's what else we have coming up for you today, because it is going to be a very busy day on the radio broadcast. We have got your water cooler cheat sheet coming up at 7 o'clock in the morning, the top 3 sports stories that you need to know. We have got coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. I'm actually really excited about this. Coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, we are going to be joined by the driver of the number 71 Hendrick Cars truck, the Hendrick Cars Chevrolet, in the NASCAR truck series, Raja Karuth. Really excited. He's going to be joining us in studio. He'll be on the stream with us this morning. So you guys will be able to ask questions of Raja Karuth, the number 71 Hendrick Motor Car Chevrolet on the NASCAR Craftsman. I'm going to do this. I swear I'll get this out one way or the other. Craftsman Truck Series. He is in town for the Greenville Swamp Rabbits NASCAR night game coming up on Saturday. Raja Karuth will be here. We are working on, not promised, but working on for the end of the week to get the driver of the number 77 Spire Motorsports Chevrolet, Carson Hocevar, last year's NASCAR Rookie of the Year, on the show on Friday. Can't promise we're going to get that done. Obviously, there's a lot going on when you talk about the big series drivers, but we got Raja Karuth coming by. At 8 o'clock, he'll be in studio on the stream with us at 8 a.m. today. We've got your audio blitz coming up later on as well, the best audio that we heard, but I'm going to be honest with you, we're going to be sprinkling a lot of audio throughout the show today. So let's keep rolling with the breakdown of last night's
Hey, real quick, who would you think is the biggest heel in wrestling right now? There's a reason why I'm asking.
Because
I need theme music, so I might as well.
Are you just going to lean into it?
I might as well pick the deepest, darkest heel out there. I'm thinking Gunther, but you know,
friend of the show.
Yes,
friend of the show, Gunther. Is Gunther a heel, or is he just a guy who genuinely cares about the belt and the business?
Yeah, like me.
Right? Can we be real? There's no real clear heels right now. Moxley, maybe. Like Mox, maybe, and even him, like I,
as an
old school eight, that's the answer. That's the answer. How, do your best being evil while the New Day's theme plays. Because it's still peppy and positive.
I'm not being evil. Just like the people don't understand what's going on with New Day. They're not giving them a chance to explain anything.
Do we need them to? Do we need them to? You know? If you kick a puppy, I don't need you to explain yourself.
By the way.
Just, and you kicked a puppy.
Just I went to the site that you were talking about who had paid out the most NIL money. Ohio State is not number one.
Which site is that?
24/7 Sports.
Oh,
the
okay.
One that you said.
Is that the NIL valuation or the program?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was the program valuation.
Oh, no, because they have the numbers next okay. to the next.
And it's
to,
from this year?
Yes.
Good for you guys. That's fantastic.
Really? So you do
that's
it.
Good.
Like how, no, I looked at 3 years ago when it didn't exist. Who would you think is number one? They are number two. Who would you think is number one?
Okay. All right. So I was way off.
Who would you think?
I was way off.
For
Texas.
Sure. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
Texas.
So Texas paid all that money and they lost to Ohio State.
Yep. Sure did. Listen, I'm not the one you got to be upset about that take.
Oh, I'm not upset at all. I'm not.
You were looking for heel music.
I'm not. Not just for that. No, that was more for Kansas City. But
okay.
But anyway, I mean, if 2024, 2025 is my heel year, let's do this thing.
Here for it. All right. I want to play you a clip. And we're going to stay in the college football landscape. But this clip is, to me, a clip I could apply to any football team. College, high school, professional, peewee, whatever. Dan Patrick, who I'm a big fan of, was talking on his show yesterday about the Baltimore Ravens' loss to the Buffalo Bills. And it is about the NFL. It is about the Ravens. But I want you to listen to something because Dan Patrick has a war cry that I have been on for a minute. If you're on the phone, stay there. I'm coming to you after this, but stay there for me. Yeah, that about Baltimore. Derrick Henry had 16 carries. I said on the Saturday show on Bet for the Cycle, this dude's going to fit. But one of my big bets of the weekend, lock bets of the weekend, was Derrick Henry over carries. I'm like, dance with who brought you. How many times did I say this about Penn State in these playoffs? Dance with the girl who brought you. And they danced with a girl who brought them all the way up to what? The second half of the Notre Dame game. Then they tried to find the prettier girl. And what happened? They got left. They got left at the dance. They changed everything that got them there. And I thought Notre Dame did that last night. Now, I'm not saying that had Notre Dame done the whole game what they did that got them there, they would have won. Because I think at the end of the day, Ohio State was just a better football team. In almost every aspect of the game, Ohio State was just better.
They punched Ohio State in the mouth in that first drive, and they took almost 10 minutes to go down and score. And deflated the fans. They did a lot of things, but they could not sustain the energy. They could not sustain everything they did. And also, Ohio State's defense adjusted, so Riley Leonard couldn't run up the middle every single time like he did almost that entire series. And Riley Leonard, he used a ton of energy on one drive. And I think that hurt them. If he would have conserved his energy, if he would have been able to, or at least maintained that intensity for the entire game, it would have been a different game.
And part of this take of dance with a girl who brought you, don't get out of your comfort zone. That's what Dan Patrick's saying. It's what I've been screaming all postseason, NFL and college. Don't get out of your comfort zone sometimes means it's going to be a little bit exhausting, but you do what works. They went from utilizing Riley Leonard's legs as a backup asset, right? Like, we're going to run the offense, understanding we have Riley Leonard's legs to bail us out if we get in trouble, to what? They started designing a bunch for him. They started running him into the teeth of the Buckeye defense, and the next thing you know, my guy's getting the hell beat out of him. Well, once your quarterback starts getting the hell beat out of him, I don't care how tough they are, eventually their production's going to decrease. And the next thing I know, I got Riley Leonard just missing open crossing routes, just missing guys. There was a third down, I think, on that either the first or the second drive where Notre Dame's got a third and eight. Riley Leonard's under pressure. He has got a crosser in was it Faceoff? Maybe it was Love. I don't know. Somebody out of the backfield. And he just overthrows him by like 2-3 feet. Open guy. First down. Move the chains. Just misses him. Like, he had at that point gotten racked because they kept running him into the teeth. And at that point, Lonzo's correct. Like, the Buckeye defense had changed. They started bringing pressure. They didn't bring any pressure on the first drive. They had like two plays where they brought more than a base rush. And in the second drive, they started bringing five. They started bringing six. And Leonard at that point, number one, it's the first pressure he'd seen, and he did not react well. And number two, they kept running him into that pressure, and he starts missing guys. Like, Ohio State played it perfectly, and Notre Dame got away from what brought them there. I'm going to talk more about that coming up later in the show, but I do want to get a call in here before we get out for the break. Who we got? Great one.
We have Kane. Not Blue Kane. Not cocaine. Not that. What did you say? That one started with a G?
Gain.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Not that one. We have Kane.
Kane with a C out there in Liberty. Kane, should I just lean back in my chair for this, or?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You take a second.
Okay, I'll be over here.
All right. Yeah, so the past 48 hours, I have been absolutely eating my words that I sent to you on this show, and I cannot tell you how embarrassed I feel right now with how much I was in my bag. And you have proved me wrong, sir. You were right. I was wrong. You are, good looking. I'm not attracted. You are just a genius God King, of all the ball knowers. You are the ball knower of all ball knowers. And, I am just astounded. Not surprised by how Jaden Daniels did and the Commanders beating the Lions, because you told me not to be, so I'm not. Man, you are scary good at how you can predict games. And I am eating crow today. Well, not crow, maybe molded bread would be the better answer for that. I am eating a ton of molded bread today.
You know, Kane, you could have just said, Rob Brown, you know ball, and I'd have been totally with that, but I appreciate the flattery. Will you stop? This man is saying nice things about me. Stop buzzing him.
Go ahead, Kane. I told you that I was going to give you your flowers, so that's what I was going to do. I am very good at losing.
Good man. Good man.
Very graceful loser.
Good man. Thank you, Kane. Appreciate it. Thanks for the early call. Thanks for the call. A lot of dudes would have backed out. Wouldn't have made the call. You showed up. I appreciate it.
No problem.
See you, buddy. Thank you. Rob Brown, knower of ball, TM. I know what you're going to say. By the way, I was scary close to the Rams hitting two. Scary close to the Rams hitting two. Ooh, I did get the cover. Three and one in divisional round big games this weekend.
You stay classy.
3-1 in divisional games. Only one I missed was I did have Baltimore winning the game, which I don't know why. I don't bet against Josh Allen. What am I doing? I'm going against my own freaking advice. Don't bet against Josh Allen unless he's up against Mahomes. Listen, I don't know why you're upset with me today, Zoe. I didn't do it. I have your back.
I'm just trying to get you to, go to break. That's
okay.
Yeah.
More college football talk when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Was it ready? Was it ready? Alas, here we are.
That's how I feel today.
Lonzo's on a heater today, kids. Absolute heater today. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob, the great one, Lonzo, and you. Be a part of the radio broadcast this a.m. Phone line's open. 844-326-3663. 844-FANFONE. I do have a poll question of the day today. But it's an NFL poll question. You know what? Screw it. I'll throw it out now. Since Lonzo is already on the heater, I'll just throw it out now, and we will circle back around because obviously we're going to be doing the NFL's divisional playoff round a little bit later on in the show. We're sticking with college football in hour number one. I don't like that at all. I don't like that look even a little bit. So I'll throw it out, and I'll look into the stream camera and not the aggressive eyes of the great one while I ask this question. Here is your poll question of the day. You will text your answer to 844-326-3663. It is a very, very simple one today. Did the Chiefs get help? That's the question, all right? And the answers are yes or no. That's it. Did the Chiefs get help? The answers are yes or no. I want you to text yes or text no. That must be the first word in your text. Yes.
Wait, you guys, I'm going home.
Or no. Yes or no. 844-326-3663. The question mark is, did the Chiefs get help? Text yes or no. Now, you can add more to the text after that if you would like. But your text must start with the word yes or the word no. Did the Chiefs get help? Yes or no. 844-326-3663. Within seconds, we have one yes and one no. So, we'll keep up with that throughout the show. And we will find out the consensus of the Armada at the end of the program. 844-326-3663. Did the Chiefs get help? Text yes or text no to that number, and we will find the consensus of the Armada at the end of the radio program. But we are talking college football national championship in the opening hour of the program today. So let's get back to it. Your final score, 34-23, which, as I said, I can't imagine Buckeyes fans didn't get a little bit tense at the end. But here's the thing, great one, and I'll throw this at you as the Upstate's primary knower of Buckeye football. Did the Buckeyes, you've already said a couple of times that they quit playing for blood. They started playing not to lose, and I wholeheartedly agree with that. As a matter of fact, last night on Twitter, which if you're not following me, feel free to do so, at The Rob Brown Show if you are on X. This is the last tweet that I put up, great one, before I went nighty-night last night. It is not the last tweet. It is very close to the last tweet. The last tweet I said was, if you're a Michigan fan, you'll flaunt forever that you beat the national champions. If you're an Ohio State fan, you'll forever be the national champions, no matter what they say. If you're an Ohio State fan who wanted Ryan Day fired, you're an idiot. Good night, everybody. Which I felt was succinct.
Everything you said there was correct.
Yes. Yep. One of the last tweets that I put up before I called it a night was this great one. At the end of the first half, Notre Dame was playing to keep it close and Ohio State was playing to kill them. Now Notre Dame is fighting for their lives and Ohio State is playing not to 28-3 themselves, and it shows. That fair? That a fair assessment of the final half of that game?
Very disappointing about how they were playing offense. Until at the end. I mean, when they got within eight, they're like, oh, no. We can't have that. And then they threw that long bomb and were in the red zone, but then backed off a little bit, didn't try that hard to score a touchdown, and then kicked the field goal just to keep it, you know, a two-score game. But that kind of stuff can bite you. We've seen it happen a bunch in the NFL where teams play not to lose and then end up letting the other team back in the game.
That game felt to me when Ohio State came out in the second half, got the ball after the half, and on their very first drive of the second half, opening drive of the second half, 5 plays, 75 yards, 2 minutes, 14 seconds. I mean, dagger, right? Or at least I felt like it was going to be a dagger. It's like, oh, this game's over. As a matter of fact, I was texting last night with P1 Joey B, and I were having a text conversation. And I texted him, and I'm like, I feel like I can pour a drink and go to bed now, right? Like, I can go make myself a Jack and Coke to sip and enjoy and then call it a night. I feel like I'm going to pull Alonzo, and I'll just watch the fourth quarter tomorrow. I'll enjoy the third quarter laying in bed snuggled up to the wifey, and then I'll come back tomorrow to watch the 4Q. And I kept taking my notes, but like I was taking my notes while I was getting ready for bed. Put on the PJs, closed the windows. I like a good cold football night, had the windows open, closed the windows, put on the PJs, went made myself a nice little whiskey and Coke to call it a night. And then I come back and I look, and Notre Dame, their next drive, 4 plays, 8 yards, a minute and 28. Ohio State gets the ball back. They go 6 plays, 5 yards, this is after the fake punt, 5 yards. They kill 3 minutes and 26 seconds to get a field goal. And I went, that's ball game. That's ball game. And I quit taking notes. I was like, that's it. That's all I need to write down. Like, we know what this game is. And so I didn't go into the bedroom because I knew I can say I'm going to bed. I'm watching the end of this game. So I didn't want to disturb the wife. So I laid on the couch in the bro cave. And after the next Ohio State drive, or Notre Dame drive, 10 plays, 75 yards, 4:49 off the clock, I reached over and grabbed the tablet. I'm like, uh-oh, maybe not. And I realized it was because the opening drive that Notre Dame went on, which was that 18 play, 75-yard drive, as I said a bunch of times, there was no pressure from Ohio State. There was no pressure from Ohio State. They weren't bringing extra guys. They weren't bringing guys off the edge. Like, there was no pressure on the Irish offense. And Riley Leonard, on the opening drive, when he wasn't called upon to run the ball, looked real comfortable. Just kind of dropped back, foot rhythm in the pocket, bounce, 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 make the throw. We got to that point, and Ohio State quit bringing pressure again. And it's in that moment that phrase started playing in my head again, dance with the girl that brought you. Like, I understand you're up 3 scores at this point. But how many, forget the NFL, how many college football games did we see this year where a team was up 3 scores and then they pull off the pressure? They pull back off the pressure. They stop doing what put them up 28-7. Texas said that game got to 28-7 and I turned it off for someone that didn't care about either team. Yawn. Now, I will say, after Notre Dame scored that tutty, the Madre had texted me. She's like, yo, calling it a night. Talk to you tomorrow, son. I was like, yep, sounds good. Texted her back. I'm like, you might want to get your ass up out of bed. Mom loves football. I'm like, you might want to get your ass up out of bed. This might get interesting if something happens on this next drive. Now, in fairness, it did. Will Howard and the Buckeyes went down and scored another touchdown. But it did get interesting after that. And I'm saying in my head, dance with the girl that brought you. And I guess this is one of those spots. Because I, in a weird way, great one, like, I understand not wanting to run up the score. Like, I get it. But doesn't that kind of come off the table in a natty a little bit? Like, I'm not saying I need to go out there and if we're up 24 points with 2 minutes left to play, be throwing bombs. But, like, I'm up three scores and there's a quarter and a half left to play. I'm going to go put you down four or five scores before I call off the dogs.
I think here's the thing. I think there is too much respect between the two teams. And I think that played in to it. If it was another team that they were playing, probably they wouldn't have backed off.
You think that's Georgia?
Yeah, I think they don't back – just about any other team, they don't back off. But because of Notre Dame and because Freeman went to Ohio State and there's just no bad blood between the teams. And from what I recall, it was a very respectful week or 10 days or however long it was in between.
We didn't really hear anything. Yeah, we didn't see any crap.
There was nothing.
I didn't even see a bunch of fan smack talk to me. I mean, outside of the norm, you know?
So
I didn't see players getting after it.
I think any other team would have been talking stuff and things like that, but Notre Dame wasn't that. And because of that, I think they just pulled the dogs off.
See, if that's the case, because I'll tell you right now, if after being up 28-7 in that game. If after being up 28-7 in that game, great one, if you guys would have found a way to lose that game, I say 28-7. 31-7 was the biggest lead of the night. When you guys were up 31-7, and then Notre Dame makes it 31-15, and then Notre Dame makes it 31-23, when it got to that point, it's a one-score ball game. You know what I said in the back of the old lizard brain back there, great one? I said, if Ryan Day loses this game, he might have some questions to answer. You're up 31-7 in the natty. You're up 31-7 in the natty with what, 7.5 left to play in the third quarter. Like, you have a quarter and a half left to protect a 31-7 lead, and here come the Irish. I'm saying in my head, when it gets to 31-23, I'm like, yo, if Ryan Day finds a way to blow this game, all those fire Ryan Day people are going to get loud as hell, and I'm going to have a hard time pushing back on them after that, even if it is the natty, and even if it is a good against a good Notre Dame team.
Speaking of fire, maybe I missed it. Did anybody catch anything on fire in Ohio after the victory?
I mean, I'm sure stuff catches on fire just on a regular night in Ohio.
So, dude, it's pretty cold.
That's fair.
I mean, it's cold, and I think there may be snow on the ground. I'm just curious.
No couches going up?
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, when championships happen, folks feel the need to burn stuff. And,
it ain't your couch. Don't worry about it. Let people celebrate. Let people celebrate the natty.
That is not true. Don't burn someone else's couch. Don't burn your own couch.
All right. You got your water cooler cheat sheet coming up in the next segment. The top three sports stories you need to know. I got a hint. One of them's going to be that. So we'll get to your water cooler cheat sheet next. You know what we might do? We might hand out some TMFINR awards at the end of the next hour. 8 o'clock, Raj Karuth is the driver of the number 71 Spire Motorsports Hendrick Cars Chevrolet on the Craftsman Truck Series. He will be coming by at 8 a.m. to talk a little racing with us as the Greenville Swamp Rabbits have NASCAR night on Saturday. Outside of that, it's your show. Text question of the day. Did the Chiefs get help? Text yes or no to 844-326-3663. We'll find out what the narrative amongst the Armada is. And now, with that deep sigh, comes the high energy, relentless happiness of Alonzo Sports Flash.
Leave the room. The Ohio State Buckeyes are your 2024 national champions. after a 34-23 win over Notre Dame last night. Will Howard finished up in an incredible postseason with 231 yards and two touchdown passes, while the Buckeyes ran for 214 total yards, including 102 touchdowns from Quinshon Judkins. The Buckeyes defense held Notre Dame to just 53 rushing yards. Both teams finished the season 14-2. Betting odds for next year's national championship are already out. The University of Texas is the betting favorite at plus 450, followed by a title repeat by Ohio State at plus 500. Georgia is 6-1. Oregon and Penn State are both plus 750, followed by Alabama at 13-1, Tennessee at 16-1, LSU at 18-1, and Clemson at 20-1. South Carolina is on the board at 40-1. Tune in tomorrow evening at 6:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the VMI Keydets. It's Furman versus VMI right here on the Fan Upstate.